closer to your breath. And I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache. And you don't know how much I feel or how much I can take. Just to reach you, just to reach you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Debbie Harris Show on this Tuesday morning before Christmas and before Hanukkah. Hope everybody is getting all of everything done that they need to get done. And we are going to talk today about some year-end stats for social media. What actually happened in 2016 with the major platforms, where things are going. We are coming to you from 1180 AM in Reno. If you go to DebbieHarrisShow.com, you can listen live. If you have a question, you can call in at 844-790-8255. And if you'd like to text us a question, 775-237-2266. I'm Debbie Harris. We're going to have Vanessa Gonzalez with us a little bit later today, and we're going to talk a little bit later about Snapchat. That is a platform we haven't really spent much time on, but if you have a product or a service that you want to reach the 30 and under crowd, you definitely want to stay tuned for what's happening with Snapchat. So again, DebbieHarrisShow.com, coming to you from Reno, 1180 AM. Let's take a look at what's been happening this year with social media. And one of the places that I go to find statistics, because I'm sure you're all aware that there's tons of stuff being written out there. There's tons of blogs that people write and use information. So what I do is I usually go to the source, and that's Pew Internet Research, P-E-W Internet Research. They actually do the research that most people are using to get their blog information. So you can always double check what we're saying over on Pew Research. And I wanted to talk a little bit because we want to understand from a business perspective and a professional perspective where we're spending our time, where we're spending our energy, and where we might be spending our budget for social media. As we've said before, and I'll say it again, you cannot ignore social media any longer. You absolutely must include it into your marketing. And next week, if you tune in, we're going to talk about getting 2017 off with a bang. So let's start with the major platform. We've spent a lot of time talking about it, and that's Facebook. And also, a little tip, Facebook just announced this week that now you will be able to add color to the background of your posts that are all text. What does that mean? So you're putting up a post on Facebook, it's all words. You're going to be able to put a color background. They're just wanting to add some color, wanting to add some fun. This is available, they tell us, on the Android, soon to be available on the iPhone. Although I have to tell you, I tried it this morning on my Android and it wasn't there yet. But check it. You'll probably see when you go in to put your post in a little indication to pick a color for the background. So again, Facebook's always making changes. We know that these platforms are always making changes. And on that note, before I forget and move to the stats, LinkedIn also made some changes this week in their advanced search. They removed some of the criteria that people weren't really using. So you can still do your advanced search in LinkedIn. But again, if you go on and you go, hey, what is going on? Yes, they did make some changes. So now, let's move on to what's happening. Well, Facebook's still your primary platform. 79% of online Americans are using Facebook as their most popular platform. And that is a big statistic. And 76% of Americans who use Facebook check it daily. Many people, first thing, even before they brush their teeth. Okay, so very important if you're marketing. A stat that continues to really surprise me, or maybe not surprise me, since I'm getting up near that age bracket very soon, is the 65 and over. 65 and over now, 62% are using Facebook, okay? That is up from 2% in 2002 and up from a little over 50% just a couple years ago. So make no mistake about this. Regardless of what age group you are marketing to, unless you are really focused on the 16 and under, 13, 14, 15, 16, because remember, 12 and under should really not be on social media, even though we know they are. They really should not be. And that's based on internet law. And you'll see it in all the terms of conditions, of course, that nobody reads on these platforms. But again, remember, a product or a service, you absolutely want to be including Facebook in what you're doing. Now let's move on to some of the others. To a lesser degree, we have Instagram. Now, 32% of online Americans are using Instagram. But who are they? 92% of them are between 18 and 49. And if you were listening to us last week or you heard the replay of last week's show, Vanessa talked a lot about using Instagram for business, why it's important and how you would use it. You can go back and hear that show on the Debbie Harris on DebbieHarrisShow.com. So that's Instagram. So again, 18 to 49, you want to be on that platform. And that's, of course, if you have something visual that you're showing. What about Twitter? What about Twitter? Twitter is 24% of online adults, and it is spread more evenly among age groups. The group that isn't really using Twitter is the 65 and over. But other than that, it's pretty much spread out. People are using Twitter. Twitter's making a lot of changes. You're going to hear more in the coming weeks from us about what it's done with Vine and Periscope. So they are making changes. They've had a complete changeover in their management. They want to grab more. They want to grab more of us, and they want us to really enjoy using the platform. But again, 24% of online adults are using Twitter. Pinterest, 31% of online adults are using Pinterest. And interestingly enough, it has evened out quite a bit between men and women. Now, don't get me wrong, Pinterest is still predominantly women. And it's pretty much spread across the age groups now. And what we've seen there is before it was mostly your 30 and under. Now it's pretty much spread out. And it is not as, it was at one point 82% women. Now it's about 50% women. So men are starting to get on the bandwagon with Pinterest as well. And it's being used more and more for business. And of course, it's again a visual billboard. Okay. So you want to pay attention to that. We've talked about LinkedIn and the importance of LinkedIn for professionals, business owners. I mean, you cannot ignore LinkedIn. It is your footprint, your blueprint online. You've got to be there. You've got to look good there. 29% of adults are using LinkedIn. And again, that's pretty much spread out across the age groups. Obviously, people who are retired are not as much using LinkedIn because it is a business-to-business platform. But that's pretty much what's happened in 2016. I mean, to be honest, everybody's using social media. You just have to decide where your product or service fits for where you're going to spend your time, your energy, and your budget. So again, we're coming to you, DebbieHarrisShow.com. We're coming to you 1180 AM from Reno. If you have a question, you can call in at 844-790-8255. If you have a text, 775-237-2266. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Snapchat. And if your kids are using it and you want to understand it a little bit more, if you have a product or service where you're catering to the 30 and under crowd, and in particular, the younger segment. And by that, I mean 21 and under. You definitely want to hear about Snapchat because it is growing tremendously. And you want to be where your audience is. You want to be where your target market is. So again, this is Debbie Harris, the Debbie Harris Radio Show, coming to you from Reno. When we come back, we're going to talk about Snapchat. Feel free to call in or text in with your questions. Vanessa, who is a user of Snapchat, and I have to admit, she's teaching me how to use it. I still haven't quite gotten the hang of it, although I do have an account. So again, if you have kids using it, you have a product or service that's catering to young people, don't forget to come back. We'll talk about Snapchat.
Are you confused and overwhelmed by social media for your business? Does all the techno jargon confuse you? At Performance Intermedia, we can help you effectively use social media to grow your business. The information out there is overwhelming, and we make sense out of it, focusing on your business and your target customer. If you have compliance regulations, we work within those. Social media is no longer an option for successful marketing and business development. You must do it. Building an integrated marketing strategy that includes social media is necessary for the growth and reputation of your business. If you are slipping behind your competition in using social media, call us now, 702-720-6560. Our website is pimedia.me.
Do you need high-quality estate planning and family law services? I'm Reno attorney Todd Torvinen. I practice in the areas of estate planning, probate, family law, and divorce taxation. I'm also experienced in probate and family law litigator and believe that prevailing in any litigation requires diligent, methodical preparation. As a certified estate planning law specialist and certified public accountant, I'm singularly qualified to analyze the financial aspects of marital, family assets, or a decedent's estate. A large part of my practice is done in real time. It means that preparation of estate planning and family law documents occurs with the client present, and they're reviewed with the client at the time the client is there. Your documents are examined line by line and explained to you, then modified based upon your input. This client-focused approach leverages the current technology and enhances the attorney-client communication and relationship. The idea is to produce a better product. Please call me at 775-825-6066 to schedule an appointment today. Again, 775-825-6066.
Are you confused and overwhelmed by social media for your business? Does all the techno jargon confuse you? At Performance Intermedia, we can help you effectively use social media to grow your business. The information out there is overwhelming, and we make sense out of it, focusing on your business and your target customer. If you have compliance regulations, we work within those. Social media is no longer an option for successful marketing and business development. You must do it. Building an integrated marketing strategy that includes social media is necessary for the growth and reputation of your business. If you are slipping behind your competition in using social media, call us now, 702-720-6560. Our website is pimedia.me.
Welcome back to the Debbie Harris Radio Show, DebbieHarrisShow.com. You can listen live. You can also see prior shows, and this show will be run again at 9 p.m. We're coming to you 1180 from Reno. And just as a reminder, if you want to call in, 844-790-8255. And if you'd like to text, 775-237-2266. Well, we talked about what happened in 2016 with some of the major social media sites, and I promised we would take a look at one we really haven't talked about, and that is Snapchat. And as I said, if you have a product or service that you particularly want to reach a younger audience, 30 and under, 25 and under, 21 and under, or if you have kids, teenagers and kids or grandchildren that are using this thing called Snapchat on their phones, listen in. We're Vanessa Gonzalez is here with us. She is a user of Snapchat. She is right in the demographic for it, Gen Z. And she's going to tell us a little bit about it. So just to lay a foundation, Snapchat has now, as of October, 150 million users. 60 million of those are in the United States. And we want to make no mistake of the fact that that it is an audience of 18 to 34. So 63% of the active users on Snapchat are 18 to 34. And I'm going to take a wild guess here, and I'm going to guess that most of them are even under the age of 25. It is really a young user platform, okay? And the other thing about Snapchat, and now Instagram is also a platform that you're using almost exclusively on your smartphone, but Snapchat absolutely is only on the smartphone. It is one of those applications that's driving the mobile revolution because it is used on the smartphone. 30% of those using it are millennials. We just gave you the ages. And we know that Gen Z, younger than millennials, the younger teenagers, are also using it. It seems to be their platform of choice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Vanessa, because she's teaching me. I really am not. I have an account. I played with it, but I am really not an expert in Snapchat. So, Vanessa, can you just tell us, first of all, what's the big deal? I mean, what's the big deal with Snapchat? Why do you guys like it so much?
Well, so it's a mobile app that lets you message, send videos and photos, and it's kind of the go-to app for everybody. It's that one app that you just pull out no matter what time of day it is to snap the moment or to just communicate whatever's going on at that moment with whoever you're trying to send a message to.
Now, so, Vanessa, I remember when I was doing a lot of work a few years ago with cyberbullying and well, let's be honest, young people taking inappropriate pictures and things like that. Snapchat came under a lot of fire because it's something you could send, but then it would disappear. Is that still the way it works?
Yeah, that is how it works. So let's say I'm messaging you, for example, that video, photo, text messages will disappear unless you screenshot it, but it'll let you know if the other person took the photo of the Snapchat.
Okay, so if I'm a parent, if there's parents and grandparents out there listening, it's still a situation where often kids may be doing things with this app that they shouldn't be doing, and the stuff disappears. Is that correct? But it's possible that the person on the other end is saving it?
Yes, it's very possible. And the benefit that you have from Snapchat is that it lets you know if they did or not. But you can't always use that as a guarantee, because no matter what, the other person on the other side can have another phone trying to take the picture of whatever you're sending that you don't want people to see. So it can disappear or not.
Okay, so just a word to parents and grandparents out there. Just be aware of what your kids are doing with all of these devices. You know, it's all about education. It's all about, you know, teaching what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. But beyond that, you guys are using this thing like crazy, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm a business and I have products and I want those products to be bought by teenagers and people in their 20s, how do I connect with you guys? How does this whole brand and user thing happen on Snapchat?
All right, so you can make it really fun by engaging that younger audience with Snapchat is the perfect way. First of all, they need to know that you have a Snapchat, so start marketing that at name on your social media. Let them know, hey, follow me on Snapchat, give them incentives. And that's really how you use Snapchat to market your business. You can use it to access live events. So if you have a product that you want to launch or give them a sneak peek, Snapchat is the way to go. Give them a contest, you know, if you see this Snapchat, take a screenshot, post it, and you'll get this in reward. And this helps create brand recognition. And because so many teens do use Snapchat, it'll work because we're into that and we like to see brands getting engaged with us through social media. So
if you have a company, do you have a particular product or company that you like that you would engage with on Snapchat?
Yeah, it would be Well, there's actually a few, but one of my favorite brands that I like to look at is BuzzFeed and the MTV. And what they do is they just put up really interesting stories that, you know, you learn stuff, and some are like funny pictures, and I don't know, I really like it. But that's how they engage me. And sometimes they promote their products, and, you know, I'll go off online and I'll look for them.
So you said the word stories, and I know that when I've played around with Snapchat, there's this stories part of it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm gonna learn it. You're gonna okay. teach me. I'm gonna learn this. That's one of my goals for 2017 is to learn Snapchat. But what is so in basic, if you take something and share it, it's gonna disappear.
Yes.
Okay. What is stories?
Okay, so Snapchat has this feature where it's your own story. So in general, like every other social media platform that we have some type of news feed where everybody's sharing, and you go on and you see what everyone else is doing. Same concept with Snapchat. This time it's just worded differently. It's called a story. So it's your story. So throughout your day, you take a picture, you post it on your own news feed, and it collects onto this story. And you just click it and click it, and it just shows an endless timeline of whatever you're posting. Now, you have this whole list where you can see everybody's story. So it's like you're going through your own little news feed, but it's just a compilation of videos and pictures of what everyone is doing throughout their day, basically.
So is it kind of the new YouTube? I mean, I know you guys use YouTube a lot too.
Yeah.
But we saw over the last 10 years, people become big YouTube influencers, where they were pretty much documenting things mm-hmm. that were going on. Vine, Periscope, now mm-hmm. Facebook Live, people are documenting. You know, it's sort of the man in the street thing, and it is really, from a historical perspective, we're getting to see what the average person does throughout the day,
definitely,
whether we care or not, but yeah. then we don't have to follow all those people. So you guys are documenting what's happening in the course of your day, sharing it with your friends, and building this story, which, as you pointed out, is similar to our news feed on Facebook.
Yes,
is that correct?
That is complete. That's it. Yeah, that's the whole concept behind Snapchat.
Okay. And these influencers, I know there's also people on Snapchat that individual people, not necessarily celebrities mm-hmm. by the normal standard, but people that have built up, for whatever reason, a huge following, and you guys follow them. Is that correct?
Yeah, because, well, for example, YouTube stars or people that use Vines, you know, interesting people that just capture your attention and you want to know what they're doing throughout their day, you just want to naturally follow them. So that's another thing that Snapchat has, is it's super engaging and it just attracts people.
What is the lingo for Snapchat? I mean, we have tweet, we have post, we have connect. What are some of the words that you use when you're talking about? Because I've heard snap, I've heard some different things.
Well, from what I personally use, there isn't really a specific lingo. It's kind of just, you know, snap this, snap that. But I would say that the filters that Snapchat does have, that's kind of replaces the lingo with the, okay, that's it, you know, that's what you use.
Okay.
They have this feature where it'll read your face and it'll give you a bunch of options and it'll transform you. It's really interesting. It's funny.
And that's what you keep doing to my animals.
Yes, I do yeah. that to your cat.
So there's filters on there that you can use to, I noticed Facebook has some filters now too,
yeah.
but there's filters on there that you can use to make yourself look weird or make my cat look like a dog, all different things like that. Okay, so again, I'm going to learn this one in 2017. Vanessa, while we have a little bit of time, just talk for a moment about what a geofilter is.
Okay, so a geofilter is a filter that you brand right in your business. And let's say you have a restaurant, you go online, you create a geofilter for that specific area. And when people come into your restaurant, They'll take a photo, swipe to the left, and your logo will pop up, and that creates brand recognition and helps promote your business.
So is that similar to checking in on Facebook so people know where you are?
Yeah, that's a really good way to look at it, and that's how... Yeah, that's perfect. Just checking in, and that's how people use Snapchat with filters.
So if my restaurant or my store caters to a younger audience, I definitely want to look into this.
Yes, Snapchat would be like your go-to. It'll really help create that brand, and people will get to know you more with that filter.
So again, it's a lot to take in. I know we talk about these things. It can get overwhelming. Don't get overwhelmed. Make sure that you have social media as part of your 2017 marketing. Make sure you check back with us next week. We're going to get your year started off great. Thank you, Vanessa. You did an awesome job teaching us about Snapchat.
Thank you.